Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, happy feel-good Thursday, yeah. Everyone, because it's a long weekend.
How good's a four-day weekend?
Oof, I am ready for it.
So am I, but can I tell you, you know how I was a little... I had a bit of a sleep in yesterday morning. Was a bit late to work. Guess how many times I woke up in the middle of the night thinking I'd slept through my alarm again.
Because if I know one thing about you, you can get real nervous about random stuff.
Oh, totally. And
this was one of them.
I think I was in bed by about 8:30 last night. Woke up at 10 p.m. Oh my god, I've missed the alarm.
Oh dear.
My partner Marcus is like, mate, relax. We've been in bed for an hour.
Because that's what I messaged you actually yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you didn't, like, and that was pretty early yesterday.
It was.
And then you didn't see it until this morning. Yeah. I was like, oh, you've gone to bed real early.
I did.
How many times? Let me see. I'm going to say 6 times through the night.
Yeah, half a dozen. It's so annoying.
That is annoying.
I don't know how long this panic is going to last for. But you know what? If I'm late next week, just let me sleep in. I'll show up when I show up, all
okay.
right?
Thank you. Done deal. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
You ready for a long weekend?
Almost.
Oh, can't wait.
Kind of.
Kind of? What do you mean? You don't want one?
Well, I know I do. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's sleep-in. Like, don't call me before 11 a.m.
Yeah, don't make plans before 11 a.m.
Good tip, top tip.
No one come at us.
No, please
doing
no.
Sweet FA.
And Tyler said that with big exclamation marks.
I did, but I'll probably wake up at least 10 times thinking I'm supposed to be at work.
Probably.
Oh, that'll be me as well. Hey, that's all good. Of course, catching up with Jess to go a little bit deeper on those local news headlines in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, I believe they're going to get these wind turbines offshore up and running soon, is it?
Well, maybe. It depends if it gets approval, but there is one wind farm that...
Hang on.
You can read the full story, doll.
Well, that's what you're here for, to fill us in on the details.
What do you mean approval?
I've never heard it used as a double like that before.
So Energy Estate want to build the Hunter Central Coast Offshore Energy Project. They want to build about 100 floating wind turbines between 25 and 50 k's off the coast. Now, they have gotten one of many ticks from the federal government. Yesterday, the proposal is up on the federal government's planning portal website, which is the first step in a lengthy and monotonous approval process that you'd have to pay me a lot of money to go through and do. So public comment, you can comment on the project for the next 10 days on the federal government's website. The company did hold some like information sessions in Newcastle last November and at the entrance on the Central Coast as well to get people's thoughts on it. Mm. But this particular stage is the furthest a wind farm proposal has gotten for the Newcastle coastline. So it's a big step. I mean, we need renewable energy projects to hurry up if they want to shut down coal-fired power stations. Otherwise, we won't have any lights on. So
it's pretty. We were just like discussing the fact that they're going to be floating. That's pretty amazing. Like, and I was reading into it, and that's apparently pretty common for this sort of thing. It's like oil rigs that just sort of float there.
Yeah. So I guess
it's got a little anchor down. They lower down the side,
which I'm because the one thing that I was worried about was like drilling into the ocean floor to install these wind turbines. Isn't that counterintuitive, almost, right?
Exactly. Which I guess once upon a time, that's definitely what it would have been without the technology to be able to have a floating wind turbine.
That's so cool.
And that far out. 20 to 55 k's, you won't be able to see that.
Nah, I wouldn't have thought so.
I think you can only see up to like 5 to 5 k's on a good day.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like standing at the shoreline.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I hope, it'll be amazing to see this happen, right?
Oh, so many jobs for everyone. It's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, we can approve it, can't we?
Yep. Tick. Done. Bit of sport chat next, Jess. International FIFA Women's kicks off this weekend.
Yeah, so the Matildas have two international games over in London, one tomorrow night and one next Tuesday night. On the 24-woman squad, we do have two Novocastrians, Claire Wheeler. She's from Adamstown Rosebud, and also Emily Van Egmond, who's from Redhead. So they've been named in the squad to play tomorrow and hopefully next Tuesday as well. They're all working towards the FIFA Women's World Cup, which is happening in less than 100 days. So that's getting very close too.
Where's that being hosted, the World Cup?
Here.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I was going to say, it's right here. That's cool.
Excellent. Awesome. Good stuff, and good luck to all those involved.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thanks for that, Jess.
And welcome from the newsroom, all the way from the newsroom. It's Jess.
Oh, long time no chat.
I know, right? Now, we're getting you in here because you're doing some fundraising. Tell us about what you're doing.
Yeah, so there's this organisation called Wounded Heroes Australia, and basically what they do is they support our men, women, anyone who comes back from overseas or within Australia from being like in the army or the military or whatever it may be. And we know that a lot of these guys and girls come back and they can suffer things like depression, anxiety, PTSD, all of those sorts of things. So Wounded Heroes Australia support them with whatever they might need, and they're being supported by an event that's being run by the CrossFit community on the 22nd of April. I and five other CrossFitters are raising money for these guys by doing one workout every hour for 24 hours.
Oh, are you mad?
Like up and like around the clock?
Yeah, so like 3 a.m. will just be, you know,
so you sweat. Do an hour at 3 o'clock, hour at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Every hour.
Doing burpees at 3 in the morning.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Oh, not at all, mate. That is not my idea of fun.
Everyone's got their own vibe, and I don't want to kill yours.
No, I'm not yucking anyone's yum, but exactly. you know what is way better than doing burpees at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Sleeping.
Just having a good old sleep.
That.
Now, Jess, tell us about the kind of, these aren't, it's not just like 10 jump squats and then you're done for the hour, right? Like, these are hectic, like proper workouts.
CrossFit ones.
Yeah, so they call them hero workouts. So
done one of these.
Yeah. For those who don't know, in the CrossFit world, a hero workout is basically a workout that's put together either in memory of someone who has served in the army or the military or whatever it may be, and, you know, sadly died, or vice versa, someone who has done some incredible things, and it's to, you know, recognise their achievements and what they've done. And one of the workouts, for instance, is one called Walshy. It's 71 back squats and then 3 rounds of an 800-metre weighted run, so you wear like a weight vest, 20 snatches, 19 kettlebell swings, and then another 71 back squats, because the first 71 wasn't enough.
I think the one that I did was like a 1.6-mile run.
Yes.
And then, what's that one called?
Murph.
The Murph. I've done that one, and I honestly thought I had to take the week off work afterwards because I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. That one takes me just under an hour now, but far out.
It took me all day.
I reckon I'd struggle to do one of those spread out over 24 hours, let alone 24. What you're doing's huge. Obviously going to try and raise some money for it. We'll put up links, of course.
Yes.
To where
yes,
you can,
absolutely.
You guys don't have to do it. Just give me some money.
No, I ain't doing it.
Yeah,
I'll support
I'm not doing
you
it.
And I'll watch from afar.
Yeah. But I'm not even getting up at that time.
Thanks,
to
but
watch
no
you.
Thanks. No, it's an amazing thing that you're doing, Jess. And yeah, we'll definitely get some links up on our socials so people can show their support and donate as well.
Spend a bit of money. It's worth it for a good cause. Yeah, don't forget, Tyler, the double demerits, or as I like to call it, the demerits booster pack.
Yeah.
Which is free for all fools on the long weekend.
Very true. Don't go hooning around this weekend. Double demerits are in force as of right now until Monday night.
Yeah, if you're doing skids on
naughty
this weekend.
Don't do skids any of the weekends in all of the years.
Oh, yeah, that. But also just be safe on the roads.
Please do.
Because that's the real goal of it, is to keep everyone safe and get everyone home for the Easter long weekend. Up next, though, a little bit of a treat, as I got to go to the Maho Magic Bar.
Oh, this looks cool.
So a full review of how all that went down from yesterday's show in just a couple of minutes. You're waking up with the Novos, and on yesterday's show, a bit of a review. And Tyler, last night I got treated
to a night of magic.
Did you?
At the Maho Magic Bar. Now, this is the setup right next to the Spiegelton. Yes. They kind of work together and stuff.
I saw this when we were there on Friday night, but it didn't look open to me then. So, well, you got to go.
Yeah, so last night was like a media night. So, you know, there's a bit of a nice treatment going on.
Yeah,
you get
that's
their
cool.
little drinks on arrival and stuff like that to tell you a bit about what's going on. Basically, once you step through those doors, and it's in itself an experience.
Yeah.
You're transported across the world to Tokyo.
That's cool.
Like, you're in there, it's a full, like, bar nightclub experience.
Yeah.
And from the minute you walk in, it just blows you away. So the whole thing, the magicians themselves, the host, it's just an incredible experience. The cocktails, for a start.
How good are they?
If you love a tasty cocktail, they really know what they're doing. And they're like with a bit of a Japanese theme, you know. The word yuzu is thrown around. I don't even know what that means, but I want it.
Nice.
Lychees are in and amongst Yum. The mix, which, you know, anything with a lychee, you know, is going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, and of course, all of that goes down, and then the actual magicians start, and they are literally 30 centimeters away from you. That's how close the magic is happening.
And is it just like you feel like you're just sitting in a bar and they're just across the table from you?
Yeah, and there's a number of magicians on a rotation, so you get to see the magic and the style of each one, and they're all totally different, which is like in itself their own personalities, you know.
So what was the best magic trick that you saw?
Okay, so I want to talk about the moment that I got selected to be a part of a trick. Now, when I first think of this sort of thing, I always think, yeah, I want it. But for some reason, when you actually select it, you're bricking it.
Yeah.
You know, when you get involved for, like, crowd participation, I don't know why, I'm clenching.
You get a bit weird.
Anyway, what happened in that water that was in a cup above my head was full on disappeared, and I have no idea how.
Yeah, but didn't like show up when you got home?
Nah,
like,
could not figure it out.
In your back pocket or something?
No idea how to this day, to this moment. So if you want a full night of magic and like just a totally different experience, get amongst it.
I've only heard good things about this.
Get yourself some tickets. You don't want to miss out.
Yeah, it looks so fun.
Yeah, so top, like 10 out of 10 from me.
Yeah.
It was a great night. It's in Newcastle for a couple of weeks, so get your tickets before they run it because they will sell out.
How good.
Top recommendation, Crevo approved. And one of the great debates of all time on the show yesterday.
Now, we are asking the serious questions here on this radio station, Crevo. Are gibbets hot or not? Now, I feel attacked.
They're not.
On our social media because I put up a poll and already 100% of the votes are saying they're not hot, which is rude.
And true.
No.
I'm glad that Newcastle and the surrounds has some common sense.
That's on social media, though. Let's see what the phones say.
Okay.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go.
Let's go with Gabby up first. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Yourself?
Very well. Now tell us, gibbets hot or not?
Oh, let's go hot.
Yes.
Let's go. Are you just making this up to make Tyler feel better? Probably.
No, I reckon one. Crocs can't get any worse than they are, so it's an improvement. But two, it's self-expression, which is a wonderful thing in the modern age.
I agree with you, Gabby.
That's enough.
Thank
of that.
You. Just hang up on her.
Yeah.
Let's go to Diane next in Spears Point. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on gibbets? Hot or not?
I'm sorry, they're not.
Correct. Thank you. Some common sense.
Can I say why?
Yeah.
Well, because they were hot about 10 years ago in Hawaii. They're not hot anymore, sorry.
Maybe Australia's just really behind the trends.
Wouldn't have thought
Diane,
so.
Diane, and we're really just taking a really long time to catch up.
I think Diane in Spears Point knows all about this.
Whatever.
Trent is up next. Aberglassen, what are your thoughts? Gibbets hot or not?
Crickets from Trent.
Yeah,
all right, well, I'll take that as a vote for hot.
Okay, sure. You can have you take what you need.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Let's wrap this up with Gloria in Hamilton. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, my dear. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Gibbets hot or not?
Gibbets are hot.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Gloria.
Yes, I wear them everywhere with my Crocs.
Now, tell me, Gloria, what gibbets have you got on your Crocs?
At the moment, I've got flowers and Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is cool. I'm going to buy some Scooby-Doo. Yes. I've got some flowers on mine too, Gloria, and some M&Ms. I love a little snack, so I've got a few snacks on my Crocs at the moment.
No, yeah. That'd just make me hungry.
Yeah, me too. But it's addictive, isn't it? You just want to buy gibbets all the time now.
Yeah, and all these people, I sell them on Marketplace, and I sell heaps of them. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get...
Are you part of Big Gibbets? Like, that's why you're invested in this whole thing.
I'm just going to... I'm going to have to get...
I can't really understand
I'm going to have to
there,
get Gloria's details off the air, so because I'm going to go shopping at Gloria's house and buy some more gibbets. She's just given herself a big business plug, which I'm all here for. But if we go off the voters on the phone, Crevo... Gibbets are hot.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with social media. They're not 100% on there.
Gibbets are hot. Newcastle is fashion. They get it.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple. All you need to do is be like a detective and figure out what the theme is between stuff we say.
Detective work, you reckon?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, it's three things and then you go, right, what's the theme between them?
Let me do the detective bit.
Yeah, and if you figure out that faster than the other punter, you get yourself $100 worth of free petrol.
Oh, that's good.
Just in time for the long weekend, which is what everyone needs at the moment, right?
Should we do a little test run here?
Yeah, okay, so this is what you're going to try and do, right? This is an example.
This is the game. Ready?
Yep.
Name's your buzzer.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mud, sponge, red velvet.
Crevo.
What is it?
Cakes.
Yep.
You almost got me there with cleaning products. Before. Mud, sponge, you see what you did? Anyway, that's what you got to do.
Tricky.
Be detective-like in what you do. Now, this is the number to call, 4967-4105. If you want to win yourself a cheeky hundo in free petrol.
That's nice.
Up next.
In a minute, Crevo, I'm dobbing you into a very valuable family member of mine.
What?
Because of something that you said on the radio, on the record.
Oh, your family versus me. I don't know about this.
Yep.
All right, that's up next now, though.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is where, of course, you go up against another Novocastrian to see who's better at figuring out the commonality between three things.
Or being a detective.
That's right.
Like you said.
Of course, it's three of a kind. We say three things. You got to figure out what is the theme between them.
And then we hook you up with $100 worth of free food.
In time for the Easter long weekend. It's a yes for almost everyone, I think.
I think it's a no from no one.
Yeah, let's meet our contestants this morning. First up, we've got Corey in Head and Greeter.
Hi.
How are you today? Ready to go?
Yep, ready to go.
Yeah, sound it. You want a motorbike right now?
No.
Okay, good.
Sounds like it.
There's just a little bit of that vibe going on.
Up against Corey in Head and Greeter this morning is Mark in Rutherford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. How you going?
Good. On my way to work.
Oh, good. You got any plans for the Easter long weekend?
Taking the kids to the drive-in at Head and Greeter tonight.
Oh, that's fun.
There's an interesting element to that somehow.
You and
somewhere.
Corey can be hanging out later too, eh? We'll see.
Probably not. They don't know each other.
Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Mark first.
All right.
Yeah. Mark? Yeah, yep, there we go. We've got there. Good. Yep, nice. Corey?
Corey.
Nice.
Very good. All right, let's get into our first one. Here we go.
First one, Rascal Betty's Newey Burger Co.
Mark. Corey.
Oh, Mark, that was you. What is it?
Burger joint.
A bit more specific, please.
Burger shop.
Where are the burger joints, Mark?
Newcastle.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we're after.
All right, next one. Peanut, pistachio, hazelnut.
Mark.
Corey.
Oh, Mark, what is it?
They're all a nut.
Yep.
That's right.
You got it.
Yeah, Mark absolutely loves a nut. That's why he knew it. Congratulations, $100 worth of fuel, all yours. Hey, Corey, can we get you back on Tuesday?
Nah.
Absolutely not.
That's a no from Corey.
That's all right. The game does return then. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Now, of course, Crevo tomorrow, Good Friday, famous for a seafood lunch. The one day of the year that you're not supposed to eat any red meat, or any meat at all for that matter.
Yeah.
Now, there was something that you said a couple of weeks ago that stuck with me, that I feel like I need to let my nanny Dot know about.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I think...
Your nan.
My nan. If there's one woman in this world that you don't want to get in trouble off, it's Nanny Dot.
Really?
Yep.
She's quite strict and tough, is she?
No, she's not, but she's just that special lady in our family that you don't want to disappoint.
Right. You know? Okay, okay. I got the vibe.
She's up early, usually.
Right, early rise. Old people, typical.
I want to give her a ring and dob you in for something that you said on the record a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Okay. So you reckon she'll be up?
Yeah, let's give her a ring.
We'll put her in number in the system now and let's phone her up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Nan. It's me. It's TC.
Well, who?
It's your granddaughter.
Hello, granddaughter.
What are you doing?
I'm sleeping the floor. What are you doing?
I'm just at work. Sorry, I'm calling off the work phone. I just wanted to let you know. So you know my co-host, Crevo, my new co-host?
Yes.
He told me, he said it on the record, that on Good Friday... He's going to eat meat and bacon.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
What do you want me to say to him?
That he's not allowed to. It's just a done thing. You just don't do that on Good Friday. It's just, even if you're not religious, you just don't do it on Good Friday.
It's one day out of the year, isn't it, Nan? Do you reckon, tell him he should just hold off on the bacon and the burgers for one day, right?
That's exactly right.
Because he's
no bacon.
None of it.
No hide, no meat.
What?
Not even a sniff.
What should I suggest to him?
Eat fish.
Fish? Prawns?
Fish. Prawn.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell him that Nanny Dot said that he's a heathen.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're not on air, are you?
Yeah, we're on air. Love you. I'm just going to dob. I'm dobbing Crevo into you live on the radio because it's naughty. It's a naughty thing to do. And I was like, Nanny Dot won't have any of this.
No, definitely not.
Okay, good.
Definitely not.
Just testing you, just making sure that you're still not a heathen on Good Friday as well.
Of course not. I'm just having a meat pie for breakfast.
Happy Easter, Nanny Dot. Love you.
I love you too, darling. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I know it's your nan. I'm still not that bothered by it.
So you're not even bothered to not disappoint Nanny Dot, the matriarch of the family.
Nah, I reckon
you're part
I'll be
of the
right.
family now. You've infiltrated yourself into a friendship with Donna.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And if you want to be friends with Donna, you can't disappoint Nanny Dot. You've
you
done
make
it.
A good point.
You've done it.
Oh, God.
You're still going to eat a juicy burger tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you're nasty. All right, Crevo, trivia check happening again this morning after 7 o'clock with $650 up for grabs. How good is that? Today's basically a feel-good Friday.
Feel-good Thursday, I'm calling it.
And you'll feel good after winning $650.
Yeah, just for answering one question.
That's all you need to do.
I don't think there's ever been an easier way to make that much money in such a short time,
not
ever.
If you get it, you've got to do it in less than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So, quick maths, I can't do that. But that's a good hourly rate.
Very, very good. You can take the rest of the day off and start your long weekend early.
Yep. Keep it locked in UFM. After 7 o'clock, we are playing Trivia Check with a whole stack of money up for grabs.
Next, though, the area we move into is... Have you or someone you know been scammed?
Well, there's always one idiot in the family that has been scammed, isn't there?
Well, the text message I got would have caught out some people, I reckon.
No.
We'll get into the details up next. Last night, just hanging out and get this message on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's weird because it's sort of like it's on WhatsApp, but then it's from an email address.
Weird.
And the email address already is shernova.catcher.1.4.1.9.6.
Well, that's complicated.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it says, I am Lee Min Soo, a man from Korea, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling to Australia. Are you from Australia? I'm 28 years old and single. I like a woman with good manners.
Ah.
My WhatsApp number in Australia is blah, 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 blah. We can share our daily life together and get to know each other better. So there...
Are you being hit on?
It seems like it.
but they think also that I'm a woman, which is confusing.
Well then,
of course,
don't you have some explaining to do?
This stinks of scam.
So,
and there's so many out there at the moment.
Were they asking for anything?
Not at this point.
But they're just starting the conversation.
They're just throwing out the hook, hoping to catch a fish. Right. And then my mum, just the day before yesterday, sends me a text. And it's one of those ones where they've texted her and said, Mum, I'm sending you a message from a friend's phone. Can you please message me on blah, 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 because my phone stopped working wanting money. So
my mum has also received this text saying, hey, Mum, I'm at Woolies. My bank card's not working. Can you transfer me $800? Now, anyone that's doing a Woolies shop of $800, that ain't me, for one.
Well, yeah.
And Mum screenshot it. Yeah, I'm bougie. Mum screenshot it and texted me. She's like, is this you? And I'm like, no, but give me the money anyway.
Yeah, I do need $800.
That would be nice.
At all times. But there's so many scams out there. They're thick and fast. That's in two consecutive days.
Yeah.
Two scams coming at two people.
And they're smart, aren't they?
They're so, like, shady.
Dirty dogs.
This is what I want to do here. 416-74105. Have you been scammed, or do you know somebody that's been scammed? Or,
yeah.
You know, getting these types of messages.
Yep.
Because they're just thick and fast at the moment. I don't know what it is. There's something in the air.
And sneaky.
Very, very sneaky.
Getting the boomers as well.
That's an easy target.
Yeah.
Because, you know, parents, they often go, oh, maybe my kid does need money.
Yeah, I'll just send it to him. I'll send it to him via the BSB, an account number that this random number has just text me. That I'll make sure the kids are sorted.
That's right. Of course, the best callers on air today are getting two tickets to the Knights versus the Warriors on Easter Sunday.
That's going to be a good game.
It will be fantastic.
We're going to smash them.
Yeah, I reckon. There's a fairly good chance.
We've already beat them once.
Have you been scammed? Do you know someone who's gotten these types of messages? Did you catch them out? What's the story? Have you been scammed? Do you know someone that has? Or are you getting these scam messages? Because, geez, I've had just in the last couple of days, my mum got hit by one. I got hit by one. They're going thick and fast.
You've been getting hit on.
Well, yeah, by a man from South Korea.
That's hot.
Well, for someone it might be. It's not my area of interest, though.
And also probably not in your bank account's best interest either, you know?
Oh, definitely not. That is guaranteed to be, you know, warming up to a scam.
Yes. We are asking on 4967-4105, have you or someone you know been scammed? Vaughn has hit us up on Facebook saying, bloody toll scam got me just before I was heading overseas.
Oh, dirty dogs.
They are dirty dogs. And they look so legit too, don't they?
Yeah, well, I just got messaged by, I think it's the Linked.
Yeah, that one.
Which I knew straight away. But I do have like a toll account, of
Me
course.
Me too.
But I thought to myself, could the credit card have expired? I wouldn't have thought so.
And when your credit card does expire, you've got to update all your info. So if you're conveniently getting a text with a
around
link,
the same time, you just got a new card. It. Of course, you know, and that's how Vaughn's got stung.
Yeah, just before on holidays too.
Oh, what an
rough.
Absolute pain.
We've got Robbie in Charlestown on the phone. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning, guys.
Now tell us, have you or someone that you know been scammed recently?
No, I got scared.
What happened? No.
Well, someone sent me a text pretending, well, they've hacked my friend's account.
Yeah.
And sent me a message saying they'd gotten some money and your name was on the list, please check it. And, of course, my name was on the list and I was desperate to get my son a car and my daughter a car.
Yeah.
And they just said, just pay this amount of money and you'll get the money and was out of pocket $2,500.
Oh, jeez.
No.
What an outrage.
I even said at the time to whoever it was I was speaking to that this money will come in really handy as I'm raising two grandchildren. I don't have a lot of money, and the bastard still took it.
They don't care, do they? They are ruthless.
No. Absolutely ruthless.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be so
careful.
$2,500,
that's hectic.
And warn your family. Like,
yeah.
My mum, you know, she messaged me and said, do you think this is a scam?
Yeah, yes,
you know,
100%
absolutely.
Is a scam.
Just be alert. And, you know, warn your family is my top tip there.
Yeah, the ones that will just click willy-nilly on any link.
Yeah. Boomers, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, hot tip.
Your traffic, UFM.
That's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
Money, money, give me that.
I like this.
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$650, Crevo.
Yeah, we've built that money up. Yeah, we have.
Cha-ching.
We've done that.
We've done that.
We certainly have.
Cha-ching. If you want $650 right in time for the Easter long weekend, call now because we want to play Trivia Check. All you need to do is answer one question correctly.
4967-4105. One question separates you and $650. Call up now if you want the free cash next with Trivia Check.
Jack John's on the show straight after this, Crevo. Can't wait for that.
That's very exciting. Now, though...
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Well, here we go. $650, Tyler.
We want to give it away.
Yes, please. Very simple. Just get one question correct and the money could be all yours.
Yep. Shall we meet our contestant?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got Di in Cessnock. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Di. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. You got any plans for this Easter long weekend?
Work.
Oh, me and you both. How boring.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you at least get some fat, like, holiday loading, Di?
I do,
yeah.
I do. So we've got tomorrow and that, that's great. So, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. We'll take those public holiday rates, won't we, Di?
Nice to you.
Tell you what else you'll happily take. $650, no?
Honestly, that would be awesome. That would be a great way for the weekend. But make going to work crossed. A lot easier.
Oh, it wouldn't, yeah.
Ever. All right, well, you're ready for your question?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let the five-second timer get in your head. Are you ready? Right, let's do it.
Yep.
What was Freddie Mercury's real name?
Freddie Mercury, that's...
Oh, no.
The time got you, Di. I'm so sorry. It was Farrokh Bulsara.
Oh, God, not
going to
know that.
Yeah, it's all right. You live and learn. Life's a journey, a learning journey.
Indeed it is, and now you know you'll never forget it. That means, Crevo, on Tuesday, $675 after the long weekend.
It is climbing. There'll be some bank accounts that will need that cash come Tuesday, so make sure you're listening then.
We've seen this kick before. It's Auckland.
And joining us this morning is the legendary Jack Johns from the Newcastle Knights. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Very well, mate.
Never better.
How are you? How's the vibe going into an Easter Sunday game this weekend?
Yeah, good, good. I got a bit of a reminder. It's a long weekend this weekend yesterday. And, yeah, there should be a great crowd there on Sunday.
Yeah, should be. Easter Sunday Arvo game. Nothing beats it. Now, not too many chockies for the boys Sunday morning, no?
No, definitely not.
Not allowed.
You don't want them to peak too much with the energy early on, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't want to crash.
Now, Jack, I want to ask you about the game that you played in Mudgee, of course, going up against your brother Cooper for the first time. How was it?
Yeah, it was pretty different, to be honest. I woke up that morning pretty ready to go. I was rooming with Tyson Gamble and he could see I was ready to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could just see it in your eyes, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Ready to snap Cooper. Did you get any good hit-ups on him?
I did one, but he actually got me on my back. So
Nothing like a bit of brotherly.
Did it take you back to like wrestling in the lounge room as a kid?
Something like that. He's got a he's a bit of a string bean, so he's kind of hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, long and gangly. Now I want to ask you as well, of course. I know that Cooper has featured on the Matty Johns podcast, your dad's podcast, and you guys seem to get a bit of heat from punters. I was listening the other day where a punter said, which Woolies would Cooper be working at if his surname wasn't Johns? You guys cop a bit of heat, right? Is there a lot of pressure as you go out to play every game on the weekend?
Not really, to be honest. We don't really put that much, well, we put pressure on ourselves, but we don't overdo it too much.
Yeah.
Cooper doesn't mind giving a bit of heat back.
Yeah, that's good.
He does cop a bit. He probably would be working at DY Woolies. That's a lovely Woolies.
He did say he'd be working at DY Woolies.
It's his favourite.
Jack, what Woolies would you be working at if you weren't playing for the Knights?
I'll be at
Narrabeen
Woolies.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, you guys know the best Woolies around. Yeah.
No market town. Now, of course, big game this weekend against the Warriors. Do we have any update on injuries, when KP's back? How's the team looking?
Yeah, the team's looking good. As for the team sheet, we got a training session today. I'm not too sure where the boys are at. When I head in there, we'll see. But with KP, you know, we're happy to take our time with him, I'm pretty sure.
Of course.
Best for long term for the club, him, if he's back right when he's ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, all I can say is best of luck for Sunday's game. You know, Newcastle's behind you. Hopefully we bring home the win and end up with more points at the end, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right.
Awesome. Thanks, Jack. Yeah, best of luck Sunday afternoon. Oh, Sunday Arvo games are the best, Cremo. Can't wait.
Fantastic. Couple of chalky eggs on the couch. You'll enjoy that.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Crevo, hot tip for you. Live report from Market Town Woolies. There are people already lining up for the prawns for Good Friday.
Oh,
so
my God.
If you need to hit the shops today, get in early.
Yeah, or just have a burger and a steak.
That's
like
not
me.
Allowed on Good Friday.
I reckon it is.
Nah. You're not allowed.
Next, one of the great Easter debates of all time on the show. Mm-hmm. So we talk which egg's best. I've got my theories.
I've got mine.
All right, the debate is on.
This time last week, Crevo, we do this little game called What's a Superior? And, yeah, of course, it is Easter time. And producer Stephen last week asked us, what's a superior Easter egg?
Yeah.
So we want to put it to Newcastle. What is the best Easter egg of all time?
That's right. There can only be one answer.
And what do you think it is?
It is, of course, the M&M's shaky egg.
Incorrect.
Which is an Easter egg filled with M&M's. That is the only Easter egg worth buying. Don't waste your time with anything else. The rest are gross.
Incorrect.
End of story.
The best Easter egg of all time has to be the Cadbury milk eggs. The little ones.
So basic.
You can get them in so many different flavours, though.
What's wrong with you? Pick something a bit more interesting, would
you? You can get it in caramel. You can get it in crunchy. You can get it in Turkish delight. Oh, my God. How dare you? The Cadbury Dairy Milk egg.
Sorry, I'm a bit sleepy with how boring that egg is.
By far the best. Shut your mouth.
Matt, there's no, like, noise or drama to a Cadbury boring milk egg, as you call it. You want the shaky egg, because when you shake
that's
it...
That's annoying.
You got a bit of music going, like a bit of South American music. You use it as a maraca.
Oh, for God's shut up.
And then you get all those delicious M&Ms afterwards.
4967 4105. Call through and share your thoughts. What is the best Easter egg of all time? And we will hook you up with some Knights tickets when
that's
they
right.
play the Warriors this Sunday afternoon.
Bit of support for the shaky egg, please.
No.
It's obviously the best. Anyway.
It's not.
We'll get those calls on the NX. New FM.
We are on the hunt for what Newcastle thinks is the best Easter egg of all time. My argument is the little Cadbury Dairy Milk eggs. You can't beat them.
I'm sorry.
They're lined with something addictive and they've got more sugar in them than a normal Cadbury block, which makes them better. And what, like, why would you not want to eat normal dairy Cadbury chocolate.
Boring milk
in the
chocolate.
Shape of an egg. It's way better in an egg.
Cadbury yawning milk chocolate
oh,
is what it should be called.
For goodness sake. And what, you want to go M&M and you think M&Ms are better than
the
Cadbury?
It's as if you've never even tried the shaky egg.
I have.
You get it, right? And you can shake it like a maraca.
It's not
and inside it's full of M&Ms. Unbelievable technology that is. How do they even do it?
Technology. They're not. I've had it before. It's not worth going back to. You know what I always go back to? The Dairy Milk Cadbury eggs.
This is boring and
the little
plain.
Mini ones when they're solid through. Oh, so good.
Shut up. Just falling asleep there listening to that.
Get lost. All right, well, let's take it to the phones then, shall we?
Hey, Gabby in Madawi, how are you?
Really good, guys.
Now, do you have a favourite egg of all time? What is it?
I absolutely do. I need to take you guys on a journey. This egg is from Coco 88.
What?
What?
Yeah, I know, it's online, but it is worth the effort. So it's only the size of a little hen's egg, but it's this very thin layer of chocolate. which is filled with marshmallow, and then another thin layer of chocolate, and then right in the centre is a gooey salted caramel yolk.
Oh, I could get around that for sure.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
That sounds like a combination of a cream egg and a wagon wheel, and I could get around that.
I mean, it's no M&M's shaky egg, but it sounds better than the dairy milk thing you were yawning about.
In and around my mouth.
Slip it in there.
Yum.
Away it goes, especially with the gooey center.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. I'm all in.
I love a gooey
center. Bathe me in it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jen in Maryland next. Hey, Jen.
Good morning, Groovers. Nothing like a moist center, I say.
Yeah.
Anyway, you said it.
Keep it PG.
Yeah.
Dara Lee, the nougat egg, is always delicious because every bite's a different texture, flavor, and sensation. However, let me challenge you, if you ever do get a nougat egg, pour a shot of espresso in the middle of it. Oh, my God, it is ecstasy. That's all.
That's all.
Done and dusted.
Professional Bull Riders Origin event invades Newcastle April 22. Get your tickets now from Ticketek. This is New FM's Bull or No Bull.
All right, here we go. If you want to win yourself some tickets to go along to that, unbelievable that it's going to be. The PBR Origin 1 at Newcastle Entertainment Centre. It's such a good event. Everyone wants these tickets and we got the free ones.
Yeah, it pulls a crowd, doesn't it? If you want to play, we're playing Bull or No Bull next. It's literally the easiest game. It's 50-50.
Yeah, true or false question thrown at you. Is a Bull or No Bull? 4967-4105 is the number you need to phone right now to get the free PBR Origin tickets. Up next.
What's the goss on the way, Crevo? And the DNA test results of the woman claiming to be Maddie McCann have arrived.
Oh, hectic. Juicy. Now, though.
Professional Bull Riders Origin event invades Newcastle April 22. Get your tickets now from Ticketek. This is New FM's Bull or No Bull.
Yeah, pretty much 50-50 true or false style questions, Bull or No Bull. Get it right, and of course you win yourself a passes to go to see the PBR, which is what everyone wants.
Yeah, Professional Bull Riders Origin event invades Newcastle April 22nd. Get your tickets now from Ticketek. Crevo, shall we meet our contestant?
We shall. It is, of course, Greg in Cameron Park. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Very good, thanks. Now, have you ever been to a rodeo before?
Oh, years and years ago.
Yeah, there's plenty of excitement there, isn't there?
Yes, it is. It's great.
They are good fun. Yeah. Yes. Now, you've got the chance to go along, Greg. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
So it's just true or false, Bull or No Bull. The question is, the original name for the M1 motorway between Sydney and Newcastle was the F2. Is that Bull or No Bull?
That's false. No Bull.
Congratulations.
That's bull indeed. That is false. It was originally the F3.
There you go. And, of course, Greg, you knew that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, of course you did. Good stuff.
Bloody oath. Well done, mate.
Well, you're off to the PBR. Have a great time. And, there's more tickets coming across the day, I think, isn't there?
I think so, yeah.
So make sure if you're wanting to go still, buy your own tickets with your own money or try and win them with us.
You can totally win them with us.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, now, Crevo, Julia Faustina, the 21-year-old Polish woman who claimed to be Madeleine McCann.
That's right. She was like, it's me. I'm sure it's me.
Has finally received the results of the DNA test she insisted on taking to prove her ancestry. Of course, this girl, Julia, she claimed her family weren't able to provide her evidence that she was there, so she demanded a DNA test. She claimed that Kate and Jerry McCann, Madeleine McCann's parents, agreed to a DNA test, but her parents wouldn't. Julia's parents wouldn't come to the party. But unsurprisingly, she's not a match.
Of course not. How ridiculous. As if they would have... That's her.
But, I mean, she did have some pretty good evidence to back it up. They had the same kind of characteristic in one of her eyes. It was maybe like a birthmark type setup. Same colour eye. She has a distant memory of being on a family holiday. She was convinced that her parents weren't, she was adopted, all this stuff. Anyway, her representative, who happens to be a psychic medium and a private investigator, her name's Fia, confirmed the negative results just yesterday, saying she is absolutely 100% from Poland. She has no British...
Hang on, is it a psychic medium confirming it's not...
This woman is also her private investigator.
Oh, my God.
And her representative.
And her representative.
It all just stinks, doesn't it? They also said they were going to go on Dr. Phil. They went on Dr. Phil last week to say, we're going to submit her DNA to Scotland Yard to be compared to Madeline's if it shows British ancestry, but obviously that will no longer be necessary.
No need. How ridiculous.
Despite all these negative results, though, people are saying she looks the same. I don't think so.
That is conspiracy rubbish of the highest level. Anyway, there will be always people that believe this sort of thing and then think the DNA is falsified or whatever.
Ridiculous. Anyway, it also is very sad, though, because it's been so long that Madeline McCann has been missing for.
That's one of the great tragic cases.
Still no closer to knowing.
Not at all.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our new FM Knights Kids.
All right, we've got a special someone on the phone right now who I hear, Crevo, is a very big Knights fan. We've got his mum, Rebecca, on the phone. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, we've got Christian here as well.
Oh, my goodness, Christian, hello.
Hello.
How are you today, mate?
Good.
Now, tell us, are you a big Knights fan?
Yes.
Yeah, who's your favourite player?
Well, I like Tyson Fizell.
He's pretty good.
Because a couple of years ago he came to our school with Karen Ponga.
That's cool. Now, Christian, are you aware that someone might have registered you on our New FM website to be a New FM Knights kid?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know what, Christian?
What?
We've got you down as our New FM Knights kid this weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, mate, that means you are going to be able to run the game ball out on Sunday afternoon on Easter Sunday. So you're going to wake up, have all the eggs from the Easter Bunny around the house, and then you get to go to the Knights game and run out the game ball. How cool is that?
Thank you.
Are you excited?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, well done to Rebecca as well for doing God's work. And then, you get to run out the game ball this weekend when the Knights take on the Warriors, mate. Have the best time.
Well done, young man.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our absolute pleasure. And, of course, if you have a huge Knights fan in your family and you want to get them this amazing experience, you can register them now on our website, newfm.com.au, to become the next Knights kid. Crevo, the other day I showed you a photo of a cute sausage dog.
Yeah.
And you turned around. Cute. It was pretty cute, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you turned around and you were like, yeah, that's a cute...
Dachshund.
And I was like, I beg your pardon? And I said, isn't it Dachshund?
No.
To which you responded, no, it's...
Dachshund.
I don't think it is.
It absolutely is Dachshund.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because that's just the proper way to say it. You can't win this one, Tyler. Because
why?
You're wrong. It's... What do you call it?
Dachshund.
It's not like Dash DoorDash.
It is. Dachshund, Dash Hound.
Nah.
Dachshund.
Nah, absolutely wrong.
Well, this got us into a heated argument because I think it's Dachshund, but we need to put it to Newcastle, Crevo. I need the support of Newcastle here.
No one's going to support you on this one.
Are you pronouncing the sausage dog as Dachshund?
Correct.
Like a car.
No, that's a Datsun.
I don't know.
Dachshund.
Or Dachshund. Which one is it? 4967-4105. Dachshund, like the car, or Dachshund, like the sausage dog.
The car is not related. That has a T in it.
Nah,
it's totally different.
It's the same.
Dachshund is right. Anyway, let's settle this debate once and for all. Of course, best callers on air, two tickets to Newcastle Knights versus the Warriors for the Easter Sunday game.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you Team Tyler? The wrong way. It's so wrong.
How does Newcastle say sausage dog, a.k.a. the real name for it, Dachshund?
It's Dachshund.
Switching gears now, though, because a big debate is on our hands, Crevo.
Oof.
How do you say sausage dog?
Yeah, that's
right. Or the real word for it, a.k.a. Dachshund. You think it's Dachshund.
That is the right way of saying
it. It's not.
You're not going to win this one, Tyler.
Whatever.
You cannot win this.
Well, let's put it to Newcastle then, shall we?
Yeah, let's
take it to the phones. We'll go to Sam in Carter first. Hey, Sam.
G'day, how are you?
Very well, mate. How do you say it?
It's 100% Jackson's.
Thank you. Correct.
Damn it. Is it though?
Yes. Not absolutely. Sure. Anyway, 100% of calls so far on Team Crevo.
Let's go to Jason in Boolaroo next. Hey, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Now back me here, mate. Is it Dashin or Daxon?
Well, I think you guys should check the office for carbon monoxide because it's Dashound.
See, same thing. Dashound, Dashin, same all thing. Right. But Jason, that's I take that one for me.
Yeah, it was. 1 point each at this point, yep. Which means things are getting tight. There's some scoreboard pressure around, yep. If you will. Rosa is up next in Cessnock. Are you Team Tyler or are you Team Creever? Hello, Rosa.
I'm Dashin.
Wait, say again.
Dashound.
Yes. See, dash in, dash out on my side. Thank you very much.
That's two for you.
Thank you.
One for me. Finally, let's wrap things up with James in Tanilba Bay. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Very good. Now, is it Daxon the correct way?
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
correct.
So we're two apiece.
Yeah, that's right. Now, luckily for you, Tyler, yeah. What I've done is actually gone onto Google and gotten, you know, whatever it is, the Google voice.
Oh, like the pronunciation thing, yeah.
Yeah, which tells you the correct way in English.
What's it going to say?
To pronounce things. Let's find out together, shall we?
Dachshund.
Oh,
thank you
no!
very much, which means...
Does that mean me and 50% of the rest of Newcastle have been living a lie?
Absolutely saying
Damn.
It wrong, because let's listen to it once more.
Daxon.
Yeah, that's Damn. It. Simple as that.
Well, for that, I think James in Tanilba Bay deserves the night's tickets because he was correct.
Yeah, and the best caller of the day. Congratulations. Yep. That's us done and dusted for today. Oh, God, it feels good to go out on a win.
Oh, shut up.
Because, you know, then you get to go into the whole long weekend stretching
All right,
your legs,
let's wrap this up. I got things to do.
Just enjoying how good it is
shut
to be a winner.
Up. Okay, don't forget, double demerits are in force all weekend until Monday night. Have a wonderful Easter long weekend. Yeah,
Happy
take
Easter,
it easy
everyone.
On the roads. And I feel your pain if you're working, but don't forget to rake in all that cash, the
yeah,
holiday loading.
Right. Get it good.
Enjoy your Easter long weekend, and we'll catch you back here next week.
See you Tuesday.
See ya.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.